Italy struggles with the trifecta of disasters. Christians get targeted for abuse in Mauritania. And what can an 11-year-old do with the gospel? We'll tell you about these stories and more just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Italy's been hit by a trifecta of disasters. A bomb tore through a vocational school Saturday. An earthquake shook 4,900 people out of their homes on Sunday. And it's all amid economic turmoil. Steve Thompson, a church planter in Bologna with the Evangelical Alliance Mission, says
people who don't have a strong personal faith in God, the creator and sustainer of the universe, just are overtaken by fear.
Only about 1% of the nation are evangelicals, yet these disasters could be pivotal.
I think the Italians are looking for something that can really give them some hope. Sadly, their traditional religion doesn't offer them a lot of hope, and so that's a big need right now. Just telling people that Jesus loves them, that God is in control, and that he's moving this world forward towards his own plan.
Let me encourage you to pray for opportunities. Meanwhile, claims of Quran burning in Mauritania have Muslims in an uproar. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, protesting Muslims say this Quran burning happened after Islamic prayers on April 27th and that copies of the gospel were also handed out. They're pointing fingers at Christians and demanding an investigation. The punishment for burning a Quran is often prison or death, and Mauritania already has a track record of severe persecution against Christians. Pray for the safety of believers there. You're listening to Mission Network News. Of the resources valued in ministries, time and money rank pretty high. For Every Child Ministries, it's especially the time. Denise Elder has volunteered thousands of hours over the 26 years she's been helping ECM take the gospel to Africa.
It started out to start and grow Sunday schools, reaching to children, to being involved in Haven of Hope, slave release, all to do with children. But in just different aspects of life, getting involved in the trafficking issue, it just amazes me how God can use just simple people to affect so much change.
They also learn how the body of Christ unifies as they work together.
I think that they're way more spiritual than you, but then when you volunteer with people that live life every day like you do, with many strengths, different giftings, but weaknesses too, it makes you feel like God can use you just the way you are.
Well, this year, volunteers gave over 5,000 hours of time in support of ECM's mission. We have ways to connect you at our website. Next, teaching English as a second language is an open door to sharing the gospel in the United States. Well, Cornerstone University wants to take it abroad. This week, they're taking their expertise to Prague, Czech Republic. CU's Humanities Division Chair Michael Pasquale says he'll be there for a training conference to talk about
new ideas of teaching, network together, talk about what's maybe working for teachers in one area. Teaching is something that you never know too many tricks or tools, and so these types of interactions are very helpful for teachers.
Pasquale says this trip could also be the beginning of
an on-campus component of our graduate program that right now we only offer in Michigan. In Europe, tailoring it to their needs, you know, what could make them more effective, what would help them do their job better.
Discover CU's TESOL program through a link at our website. And what do Minnesota volunteers, the Jesus Film Project, and an 11-year-old girl have in common? Well, they all came together for the spread of the gospel in Panama. Minnesota volunteers recently traveled to Panama City with the Jesus Film and passed out 200 Spanish copies of the Jesus Film. One little girl took two copies and gave them to her teachers, who showed the film to her entire school. Many hearts were touched. You can get more about the Jesus Film World Impact at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is providing you the proverbial wake-up call spiritually with a brand new CD from Charles Billingsley called Never Forsaken. 13 songs about the forsaken and the unloved, and a challenge for you to do something about it. I'll send you a copy with your fiscal year-end gift. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.